Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Friday, January the 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt. This is your wake-up call. I'm so glad to be back with you here on the wake-up call. I've missed you. And, you know, guys, if we want to win 2026, we got to win January. And that's what we're doing here. We are waking up to the wisdom of God, who is Jesus Christ. And Jesus is walking us through the Proverbs, all 31 chapters, one chapter at a time, one day at a time, 31 days. We're reading a chapter every day. I'm commenting on a brief portion of it. But even before that, we're going to begin with consecration, just laying ourselves before the Lord. Are you ready? Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled, Wisdom Calls for an All-In Mentality. And our text today, Proverbs chapter 2, I want you to read it all. I'm going to focus on several verses here, verses 1 through 11. Hear now the word of the Lord. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding. Indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair. Every good path, for wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Have you ever heard it said of a person, he's got a lot more want to than will do, or she talks a good game but never really plays, or actions speak louder than words, or one more, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Those are all proverbs. These particular ones get at wisdom from the backside by warning us. Other proverbs approach wisdom through the front door by winning us. The proverbs, like the rest of the Bible, do not aim to inform us. They aim to transform us into a certain kind of person. They catalyze the beautiful yet arduous process of becoming. The Bible concerns itself far more with who God wants us to become rather than what we need to know or do. To be clear, doing is essential, but right actions coming from wrong motives are, for all practical purposes, wrong actions. They are useless. If you don't believe me, just take a look at 1 Corinthians 13, those first few verses. If I do X, Y, Z, A, B, C, and have not love, forget about it, it says. Jesus embraced sinners of every stripe, but he had no tolerance for people whose so-called right actions came from bad motives. There's a word for it, hypocrite. Today's text cuts right to the chase. It invites aspiration. To aspire to or for something implies going after it with all you've got. Think of someone you know who aspires to be wealthy, or someone who aspires to have the perfect body, or who aspires to be a professional athlete. These are not people who talk a good game and carry good intentions. They are all-in people, going for the prize with every ounce of their being. Chances are these kind of people are becoming exactly what they are beholding. This is how wisdom works. Consider the verbs alone from today's text. Accept my words. Store up my commands. Turn your ear to wisdom. Apply your heart to understanding. Call out for insight. Cry aloud for understanding. Look for it as for silver. Search for it as for hidden treasure. These words and phrases describe what it means to aspire. This little word, aspire, comes from the Latin word aspirare. It means to breathe. Wisdom is to life as oxygen is to breath. Are you ready to aspire for wisdom? That's really half the battle. Getting to that place in your innermost self. And did you pick up the promise tucked into today's text? It's the then to all the big ifs. Here it is. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the wisdom of heaven on earth, pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. You are my wisdom, and I am your witness. I want to know you better today. Praying in your name, Jesus. Amen. Our journal prompts today, I want you to write out those eight verbs of aspiration in your journal today. We just went over them there in the text. We went over them there at the end of the entry. And I want to know which one feels the most invitational to you today. Which feels most challenging? And how might the Holy Spirit be moving to increase your aspirational seeking after wisdom these days? You know, it's about focus. And we are living in an age of profound distraction. And, you know, in the midst of that, it's just easy to to just keep scrolling through Facebook or Instagram, and it's like everybody's got something you need to buy or you need to see or you need to do or you need to share. And I'm not saying it's all bad. It's just distracting. And wisdom is inviting a sustained attention span, a going after something, a persistent pursuit of Jesus himself. He is, as we heard yesterday, the power of God and the wisdom of God. He will give us, in fact, the very mind of Christ. But we got to go for it. And, you know, that's what we're doing right here, right now, today. We're winning the day by winning the morning. That's the thing I want to encourage you all to look into this. We got Tara Beth Leach, who was with us, you know, on the wake up call last week. She's great, and we're doing a little course with her on her recent release, The Great Morning Revolution. You know, it's just so important to win the morning. And we're doing a course with her, and I just want to encourage you to invest in that, to do it. It's coming up. You can see all the information in the PS today, I think. But, you know, if we're going to get to places we've never been, we got to do things we've never done. Does that make sense? And a new year is so important to get off on the right foot. And that's, again, what we're trying to do. We're trying to set our sights on wisdom that will impact every other aspect of our lives. I love how King Solomon, you know, there's a great story. It's in 1 Kings chapter 3. And Solomon was new to leadership. He was new to the throne. The Lord appeared to him in a dream. And God asks, he says to Solomon, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." And Solomon answers, he says, you've shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you, righteous and upright in heart. He says, now, my Lord God, you've made me your servant, the king, in place of my father, but I'm only a little child and I don't know how to carry out my duties. He's saying that basically the job is too much. So here's what he asked him. He could have asked him for anything. He says, give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. And the Lord just smiled. He said, since you've asked for this, you didn't ask me for long life or for wealth for yourself. You didn't ask me for the death of your enemies, but you asked for discernment in administering justice. And he says, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a wise and discerning heart so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor there ever will be. And then, get this, I'm going to give you what you haven't asked for. I'm going to give you wealth and honor. And I'm going to give you a long life. It's beautiful. It's almost like that word from Jesus when he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Go for that. All these things I'll add to you. It's just so easy in life to go for all these things. This, this, and that, and the other. It's just all so distracting. One thing after another. Let's set our hearts on the wisdom of God. Give us the mind of Christ. give us the wisdom, not of Solomon, but of Jesus. Let's set our aspiration on that today. All right. It's time to sing. All right, everybody. It is January 2nd here, and we're working our way through Proverbs, Dad. One chapter of Proverbs for each day of January. There's 31
All
chapters.
All right. We'll do it.
And that's the wisdom of God. And we're going to try to be singing some of these great classic hymns as we get going in this new year. Tell them what we're singing today.
We're going to sing one. I'm sure you all know it. Is God of Grace and God of Glory.
What's the hymn number?
Number 45.
All right. This has three verses, and we're going to sing them all. And this is, again, this is a classic hymn. So lean into it. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
God of grace and God of glory, on thy people pour thy power. Crown thine ancient church's story. Bring her bud to glorious flower. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, for the facing of this hour, for the facing of this hour. Lo, the hosts of evil around us scorn thy Christ, assail his ways. Fears and doubts too long have bound us. Free our hearts to faith and praise. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, for the living of these days, for the living of these days. Last verse.
Set our feet on lofty places, cleanse our hearts if they may be armored with all Christ-like graces in the fight to set men free. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, that we fail not man nor thee, that we fail not man nor thee.
You know, Dad, I kind of lost my place.
Well, when you kind of quieten up, I'm going to quieten up.
Well, you know, and there's a lesson in that, is that we need each other to sing.
Right. Right. We got to keep it going.
We need each other. It's like, think about this, guys. Not many of you, maybe a few, would wake up by yourself and sing a hymn every day. I know I don't.
Mm-mm.
And you don't either.
No,
we
don't.
But there's something about knowing that we're doing it together.
Just, makes it easier.
It makes it easier. It makes
does.
It like, of course, let's sing together. And, you know, for many years, I did the wake-up call, and we didn't even have any songs in it. And then I decided, you know what? We're going to start singing on here. And, oh, my goodness, people tried to tell me no. They said, no, you don't need to sing. And I'm like, they said, you can't sing. I'm like, watch me. Because it's not about singing, is it? It's about worshiping. Dad's already turning the page to a new hymn.
I'm getting...
We kind of have hymn sings over here in Gillette in the seed house.
Trust and obey.
That's what's coming tomorrow, Dad. Let's try to stay in today.
That's right.
Let's try to stay in today, January 2nd. But, and I, you know, I want you to know that just so if you're new here with us, some people are like, what in the world is this? This guy and his dad are singing songs on the internet.
on a Monday morning.
Well, you know what? This is church, okay? It's not church on Sunday. It's church on game day. And we're singing. And I have a sincere singing with us. And some people are like, why don't we sing the more newer songs? I'm like, you know what? We love the new songs, but the old songs are better. They've stood the test of time.
More people know the old ones than the new ones.
That's a fact. And so, you know, we love them all. But we are committed to singing the great hymns. There's three kinds of songs, according to Scripture. There's psalms, there's hymns, and there's spiritual songs. And if you'll notice, most of our churches these days pretty much are just singing spiritual songs. Mm-hmm. They're good. They're good. You need them all three. You ever try to sit on a stool with one leg? Doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
So you need them all three. And we're committed to singing these great hymns every day. We got a hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. I link it every day in the email. If you're not getting the email, you need to get it. And I'd love for you to order one of our hymnals. It's the best hymnal that's been made in 100 years. And we'd be glad to ship it to you. But anyway, it's Tuesday. It's not Tuesday. It's the 2nd, January the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a Friday. So it's going to be a good day today. A lot of people are still getting to take a little time off. Good for you. We don't ever take time off from sowing, though, because everywhere we go, the love of God just wants to flow out of us into the lives of others. So we're going to see you on the field today. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.